And I'll tell you, when people start purchasing Carrico products, they will want to have them all. Carrico products sell themselves. I'm telling you, when you show these products, they will want to own all of them. Now, they might just start off with one item or set, and then eventually through good specials and add-ons, these clients become your clients for life. I have clients that have spent over $25,000 to $30,000 with us over the years, because they love how easy we make it for them to purchase. We have the most popular three plans, which is cash. Cash meaning write a check in full, or cash money, or Visa, MasterCard, American Express. We have 90 days, which is put a deposit down of 20%, then three equal payments over the next 3 months, interest free. We have a delivery on credit plan, which once they're approved and they qualify, their monthly payment could be as low as approximately $50 per $1,000. So if the order before taxes is $1,000, you know their monthly payment's going to be around $50, $51 a month in that area. Could be as low as that. So if the order's $500, $25 a month. $1,000, $50 a month. $2,000, $100 a month. That's easy to calculate when you're trying to give your client an approximate amount for the order that they're purchasing. It makes it easy. And our combinations, we have a regular price and a special price. So many times what our consultants do is when they're closing the sale, they're going to offer the client possibly the discount from regular to special, or keep it at regular and give them double and free merchandise, meaning the discount from regular to special. If regular price is $1,300 and special price is $1,000, that's a $300 discount. Well, many of our sales consultants, we allow them to offer them, if they sell it for regular price, they can give them $600 in free merchandise. If they sell it and give the cash discount for $300, they can give it to them for $1,000 and still give them a small gift of 10% or 15%. Either way, they're getting a fabulous deal, a fabulous price, and we make it very easy for them to purchase on our agreements. And most of the people are approved that apply with us. And I will maybe just a couple of other things on closing. I read something many, many years ago. It says that the average individual when closing a sale, and we're going to put together a new part in a future date on just specifically closes. But today I'm going to just give you a couple of them so you at least know a couple of them. One of the things that people do is they give up too soon. I need to be coached into a sale. There was a person that was selling me alarm systems the other day for my new house, and I've never had an alarm all my life, and doors are locked, and so it's not really that big of a deal to me. But through persistence on his part, he made the sale. I needed to be really sold and told. And I said, well, not really now. He said, well, listen, here's why you should now. And he had at least five or six reasons each time I wanted to put him off. I read in a book that the average sale is closed on the fifth no. The fifth no. So if you're the type of salesperson that comes in and says, Jim, listen, would you like to purchase this set of cookware with your wife today? And the wife and Jim goes, well, we're a little short right now, maybe later. And then you just go, okay. You're going to miss 95% of the sales. But see, you might want to investigate a little further and say, well, I understand how you feel. So many of my clients have felt exactly like you. But what they found was, now that's called the feel, felt, and found close. See, I like people to understand how I feel. And I like to know that other people have felt just like me. And what did they do to solve the problem? What did they find? So I would say to the person that I know how he feels, so many of my clients have felt like they have, which they're a little short on money. But what they found was by investing in the product that they saved so much money that it was worth the sacrifice to set aside an extra $20 a week so they can achieve their goal by having the product. Not only that, can you put a price on health? I don't think so. Can we guarantee a person that they're not going to get some form of cancer? Well, of course not. We cannot guarantee that. But you know what we can guarantee? That if they're drinking our water, they're getting an awesome quality. We can guarantee that they're not going to have to be a human filter for so many of the things that we take out. And how much is that worth? So many times we find ourselves spending money on things that we just want but don't benefit us. If a person wants to put it off, find reasons why they should today. If you only know a couple of answers, increase your giveaway. Give them a nice bonus to give them a reason to do it today. Because really, bonuses are truly only to be offered on the first call. Because legally here in Canada, we can only offer a bonus on the first call because it's our form of advertising. They only get that free gift today because this is the way we promote. This is our way of advertising. By them doing business with us today saves them money, but it saves us money as well because we don't have to come back to the house twice. That's why they get the bonus. For example, when I purchased my home, when we were in there being closed, the person said to us that if we bought the house and closed within 30 days, they would give us the hardwood floor. Well, Thelma and I looked at each other and we said to ourselves, 30 days, they give us the hardwood floors. Guess what we did? We bought and we closed in 30 days. Now, was closing in 30 days a sacrifice? Would we have preferred to close in 2 or 3 months? Because we could have. It's a new complex. We would have preferred to close in 3 months, but we closed in 30 days. Why? Because of the giveaway, which was free hardwood floors on the main floor. So Thelma and I purchased the home because of the giveaway. They gave us a reason to close our home in 30 days. So now, it's a giveaway. It's allowing the person to say that they either need to think about it. If they need to think about it, what do they need to think about? Well, usually people, when they're thinking about something, need to think about three things. First of all, can they afford it? Well, usually when I'm asking a person if they can afford it, I'll just say to them, listen, if you really want to, for the health of your family and yourself, set aside $20 a week towards something that would protect your health and help you. You could afford that, couldn't you? And they'll say, well, yeah, if we really wanted to. So, okay, afford isn't the problem. And price, for all the great things this will do, this is very competitive and a good investment, don't you think? And if they say yes, well, then they've done their thinking. And usually when something is right, inside your stomach, it'll tell you right away. And if you could say, I can afford it, the price is right, and it's good for the family, then I think it's time to get started. And I'll tell you, if you do not have 5 different methods of suggesting in another way for a person to keep buying, talk to me, talk to your manager, and we'll help you become a better closer. Hopefully this information has given you a few more tips on how to demonstrate properly, and you'll hear from us more in the future. Thank you.